Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. With the Spirit.
My brothers and sisters, to celebrate this Mass, well, let us call to mind our sins and ask God for forgiveness and pardon. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart, Lord have mercy. You came to call sinners, Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God.
Let us pray. Look upon us, O God, Creator and Ruler of all things, and that we may feel the working of your mercy, grant that we may serve you with all our hearts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Cosas abominables son el rencor y la cólera. Sin embargo, el pecador se aferra a ellas. El Señor se vengará del vengativo. Llevará rigurosa cuenta de sus pecados. Perdona la ofensa a tu prójimo, y así, cuando pidas perdón, se te perdonarán tus pecados. Si un hombre le guarda rencor a otro, ¿le puede acaso pedir la salud al Señor? El que no tiene compasión de un semejante, ¿cómo pide perdón de sus pecados? Cuando el hombre que guarda rencor pide a Dios el perdón de sus pecados, ¿hallará quien intercederá por él? Piensa en tu fin y deja de odiar. Piensa en la corrupción del sepulcro y guarda los mandamientos. Ten presentes los mandamientos y no guardes rencor a tu prójimo. Recuerda la alianza del Altísimo y pasa por alto las ofensas. Palabra de Dios.
Señor es compasivo y misericordioso, lento a la ira y rico en clemencia. El Señor es compasivo y misericordioso, lento a la ira y rico en clemencia. Bendice alma mía al Señor, y todo mi ser a su santo nombre. Bendice alma mía al Señor, y no olvide sus beneficios. El Señor es compasivo y misericordioso, lento a la ira y rico en clemencia. Él perdona todas tus culpas y cura todas tus enfermedades. Él rescata tu vida de la fosa y te colma de gracia y de ternura. El Señor es compasivo y misericordioso, lento a la ira y rico en clemencia. No está siempre acusando, ni guarda rencor perpetuo. No nos trata como merecen nuestros pecados, ni nos paga según nuestras culpas. El Señor es compasivo y misericordioso, lento a la ira y rico en clemencia. Como se levanta el cielo sobre la tierra, se levanta su bondad sobre sus fieles. Como diste el oriente del ocaso, así aleja de nosotros nuestros delitos. El Señor es compasivo y misericordioso, lento a la ira y rico en clemencia.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whatever we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Señor, esté con ustedes.
Con tu espíritu.
Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo.
Gloria a ti,
Señor. En aquel tiempo, Pedro se acercó a Jesús y le preguntó: si mi hermano me ofende, ¿cuántas veces tengo que perdonarlo? ¿Hasta siete veces? Jesús le contestó: no solo hasta siete, sino hasta 70 veces 7. Entonces Jesús les dijo: el reino de los cielos es semejante a un rey que quiso ajustar cuentas con sus servidores. El primero que se le presentaron le debía muchos millones. Como no tenía con qué pagar, el Señor mandó que lo vendieran a él, a su mujer, a sus hijos y todas sus posesiones para saldar la deuda. El servidor, arrojándose a sus pies, le suplicaba diciendo: ten paciencia conmigo y te lo pagaré todo. El rey tuvo lástima de aquel servidor, lo soltó y hasta le perdonó la deuda. Pero apenas había salido aquel servidor, se encontró con uno de sus compañeros que le debía poco dinero. Entonces lo agarró por el cuello y casi lo estrangulaba, mientras le decía: págame lo que me debes. El compañero se le arrodilló y le rogaba: ten paciencia conmigo y te lo pagaré todo. Pero el otro no quiso escucharlo, sino que fue y lo metió en la cárcel hasta que le pagara la deuda. Al ver el ocurrido, sus compañeros se llenaron de indignación y fueron a contar al rey lo que sucedió. Entonces el Señor lo llamó y dijo: siervo malvado, te perdoné toda aquella deuda porque me lo suplicaste, pero ¿no debías tú también haber tenido compasión de tu compañero, como yo tuve compasión de ti? Y el Señor, encolerizado, lo entregó a los verdugos para que no soltaran hasta que pagara lo que debía. Pues lo mismo hará mi Padre Celestial con ustedes, si cada cual no perdona de corazón a su hermano. Palabra del Señor.
Gloria a ti, Señor Jesús.
My lifetime, I will give God my lifetime. My lifetime, I will give God my lifetime. If I give God my lifetime, He will take care of me. He will never, never let me down. If I give God my lifetime, He will never, never let me down. If I give God my lifetime, your lifetime, if you give God your lifetime, your lifetime, if you give God your lifetime, He will take care of you. He will take care of you. He will never, never let you down. If you give God your lifetime, He will never, never let you down. If you give God your lifetime, if you give God your life and your time, He will take care of you. He will never let you down. He will never disappoint you. Today, in the three readings that we have, it talks about forgiveness in freedom. Forgiveness in freedom. There was two friends traveling, going somewhere. As they were moving, walking, something happened. And one of them gave the other one a dirty slap, you know, and it hurt. That one that was slapped bent down and wrote on the ground, "Today, my best friend slapped me." So they continue moving, and they were to cross a river. As they were crossing the river, the one that was slapped slipped and fell and was drowning. The one that slapped him before moved ahead to grab him and saved him. And they continued their movement. They reached a rock, a big rock. The one that was saved wrote again, "Today, my best friend saved my life." And he engraved it on that rock. And then the other one that slapped him said, "My friend, why? I saw you wrote something before when I slapped you, and now you are writing again." And the one that was slapped said, "Yes, when you slapped me, it hurt me, and I wrote on the sand, because I know that the wind of forgiveness will come across and blow it out, and nobody will see where I wrote anything. I know that the winds of forgiveness will come and blow it out and erase it." But you see that you saved me, you saved my life, and I engraved it on a rock so that no wind can do what? Can erase the good things you did for me. No wind can erase it. What is it telling us? As just the book of Sirach, Ecclesiastes said, It teaches us how to live a good life and the choices that must be made to attain this good life. One of such is the choice to forgive and let go. To forgive and let go. Forgive and let go. Thus, forgiveness is a choice we have to make and the decisions we must undertake. It is not an emotion that comes and goes off at will. No. Unless we put aside anger and enthrone forgiveness, we cannot guarantee getting forgiveness from our loving God. Forgiveness sets us free. You know, forgiveness sets us free. That is why Paul in the second reading said, no one lives for himself or herself. No one. And no one dies for himself or herself. If you live, you live for the Lord. If you die, you die for the Lord. We are in this world to complement each other. To complement each other. No one is an island. No one can live alone. And such calls for forgiveness. Such calls for forgiveness. And that is why Peter, being an outspoken person, you know, moved on to Jesus and said, how many times should my brother do me something or my sister and I will revenge? Peter was calculating on human models, human laws. And Jesus did not answer, but Peter answered it immediately and said, is it 7 times? Wow. You ask a question and you answer the question. Is it 7 times? Because in some cultures, it is 3 times. If you do me something 3 times, I will revenge. In some cultures, 7 times, because 7 is a complete number. Fullness. So you have done it to me, it has reached here. So I have to do what? I have to revenge. But Jesus Christ changed the mathematics and brought another calculator and did this way. Oh, Peter, you used human calculator to calculate 7 times. But I'm now telling you it is 77 times. You know, Jesus used now God's own divine calculator to calculate it. 77 times. How do you think that somebody will do you something, hurting you for 70 times? How possible? It is not possible. Jesus is just telling you, at each time somebody hurts you, forgive. Let it go. At each time you are angered, you are sad, let it go. Free yourself. Be at freedom with your soul. That is why Jesus Christ gave us the parable of that rich man that called all that are owing him. The first servant came and he said, you are owing me $70,000. Pay me. If you cannot pay, I will sell you and your household and everything until I get my money. And the man did what? The man knelt down and said, please, have pity on me. And the Bible said the rich man had compassion and pity on him and said, go until you pay me. That same servant moved forward and saw another servant that is owing him $1,000. He was owing that man 70, and this man is owing him 1. And he held him, started throttling him, started choking him. You must pay me. And the man said, have pity on me. He said, no. And he sent him into jail, to the prison, because he could not pay him 1,000. And he forgot that the big man forgave him his own debts. Okay, that is humanity. That is you. That is me. And the rich man heard a story about what he did. And he said, go and call him to me. And when he was brought to him, he said, I forgave you all that you did, all that you are owing me. And you could not do the same to your fellow servant. The Bible said what? He said, you wicked servant. That's what the Bible said. You wicked servant. Take him and imprison him until he pays the last penny. And Jesus concluded that story by saying, so shall my Father do to you if you do not forgive your brother or your sister. So shall my Father do to you if you do not forgive your brother or your sister or your parents or your children or your friends or your neighbor. You see why Jesus Christ said, the measure that you give is the measure that you will receive. Do not judge, because the judgment you give is the judgment that you will receive also. Why can't we live at peace and harmony with one another? Why can't we forgive ourselves and be free? Why can't husband and wife forgive themselves? Why can't children forgive their parents? Why can't neighbors forgive themselves? Friends? Why? Why do we like to live in sadness? Let me tell you, finally, let me tell you, when you put somebody, you hold somebody here with anger, you are dying. Do you know that? You are causing yourself high blood pressure. Anytime you see that person, you are dying. And the person will be happy walking around. And you will be killing yourself because of anger, hatred in you because of this person. And that person will be free going around. You see, you are killing yourself. You are reducing your lifespan. It is good always to be free. To be free. Okay, I have forgiven you, and I go my way. Vengeance is for God. Not for you, not for me. At the last day, God will reward each and every one of us according to our deeds. On the last day, this man hanging on the cross, we pay each and every one of us our own rewards. So we will continue with the Mass, and at the consecration we are going to say Our Father, the wonderful prayer that Jesus Christ taught us. No prayer is greater than that. And he said, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So the mathematics of forgiveness with God is 1 + 1 gives you 1. 1 + 1 gives you what? 1, not 2. If you forgive, you will be forgiven. Amen. May we stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and arose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Lord is kind and merciful, so we offer our petitions to God, seeking a response of kindness and mercy.
For the church, that we may be a model of forgiveness and mercy in a world that shouts out for vengeance and retribution, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For los líderes del mundo, para que moderen el justicio con la misericordia a la hora de promulgar y hacer cumplir las leyes de sus respectivos países. Roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
For our grandparents, living and deceased, in thanksgiving for all blessings we have received from them and for the prominent role they have played in many of our lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por los que buscan el perdón de aquellos a quienes han ofendido, y por los que creen que no hay perdón para ellos, para que conozcan la promesa eterna y incondicional de Dios de misericordia y perdón. Roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral and for the internal repose of the souls of Mary Zarate, Larry Puig, and Carolina Cepeda. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those prayers and intentions we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful God, a simple people turn to you as the ultimate source of justice and mercy. Hear our cries and listen to the prayers we make in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Justice is quenching.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Look with favor on our supplications, O Lord, and in your kindness accept these your servants' offerings, that what each has offered to the honor of your name may serve the salvation of all through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us, the Redeemer, to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gift of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad. Por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la efusión de tu espíritu, de manera que sean convertan para nosotros el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado a su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan, dándote gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo que será entregado por ustedes. Del mismo modo, acabada de la cena, tomó el cáliz y, dándote gracias de nuevo, lo pasó a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y beben todos de él, porque este es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. Este es el misterio de la fe. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have heard us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Fieles a la recomendación de Salvador y siguiendo su divina enseñanza, nos atrevemos a decir: Padre nuestro,
que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga a nosotros tu reino, hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en la tentación y líbranos de todo mal.
Señor Jesucristo, que dijiste a tus apóstoles, la paz le dio, mi paz les doy. No tenga en cuanto nuestros pecados, sino la fe de tu iglesia, y conforme a tu palabra, considera la paz y la unidad, tú que vives y reinas por los siglos de los siglos.
Amén.
La paz del Señor esté siempre con ustedes.
Y con tu espíritu.
Dense fraternalmente la paz. Este es el Cordero de Dios que quita el pecado del mundo. Dichosos los invitados a la cena del Señor.
Señor, yo no soy digno que te entres a mi casa, pero una palabra tuya para estar a la
Thank you.
Para ustedes que están celebrando con nosotros de las casas, los hospitales o donde están este día, por favor ofrecen la oración para la comunión espiritual conmigo, que pueden entrar ustedes con nuestro Salvador Jesús. Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el Santísimo Sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas y deseo ardientemente recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero no pudiendo hacerlo sacramentalmente, ven al menos espiritualmente a mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permitas que me separe de ti. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May the working of this heavenly gift, O Lord, we pray, take possession of our minds and bodies, so that its effects and not our own desires may always prevail in us through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May we say it for announcement.
Hermanos y hermanas, recordando que las escrituras de este día nos recuerda que el Señor es compasivo y misericordioso, y como Él no nos invita, pero nos manda, debe ser lo mismo con nuestra vida. Apenas terminamos profesando en el Salmo, el Señor es compasivo y misericordioso. Y si creemos eso, necesitamos recordar que Él cree en ustedes y en yo, que esa compasión y esa misericordia se puede enseñar de ustedes, de mí, a la persona que la necesita. So que no faltamos para enseñar esa misericordia, esa compasión a los sí, a los que nos ofende, a los que a veces nos hace la vida pesada, pero de ustedes que conocen a Jesucristo, Dios Padre y el Espíritu Santo, que encuentren en ustedes y en mí mismo esa compasión. Porque si no podemos perdonar, nos quedamos en el pecado. Y nosotros no somos llamados para vivir en el pecado. Somos gente que vive sabiendo si pecamos, tenemos un Dios que nos perdone, pero cuando nos perdone, espera que hacemos lo mismo uno con el otro. So, que lo hacemos, porque es la voluntad de Dios. Y si conocemos ese amor que viene de Dios, podemos al mismo tiempo, con la acción de nuestra vida, sé misericordioso y sé compasivo, como Dios mismo es con nosotros. Que esperamos mucho que podemos hacerlo cuando nos necesitamos hacer, porque Dios te conoce muy bien y Él sabe que sí puedes hacer compasivo como Él es y puedes hacer misericordioso como Él es. Al mismo tiempo, este día celebramos el Día de los Abuelitos. Gracias a Dios por nuestros abuelos y abuelas. Thank God for our grandparents. It's Grandparents Day, so I hope and pray you take a moment to thank God for the gift of your grandparents, que dan gracias por nuestros abuelos, los que todavía caminan con nosotros aquí y los que están con nuestro Padre en el cielo. Those walking with us still here and those who are with our Father in heaven. But take the time. If your grandparents are still here, give them a call. Don't send them a text. Give them a call. Hear their voice. Let them hear yours. Si todavía están caminando con nosotros, háblales. No le mandes un text, no. Que escuchan tu voz, tú escuchas la voz de ellos. Que se escuchan uno al otro y que disfrutan la relación que tienen. Porque el tiempo es muy precioso, hermanos y hermanas, para no abrazar el momento que tenemos con nuestros abuelitos. Our time is too precious not to embrace it with our grandparents. So embrace it, okay? And give thanks to God for who they are. And I guarantee you, that love will make you create those wonderful moments that will stay with you. My grandparents have been gone for a number of years now, but I still remember my grandmother's tortillas in her kitchen. No one has been able to make them like her since she's been gone, not even my mother. And I still remember my grandfather wearing his cowboy hat and taking a long stroll from his house to my parents' house. They don't leave you because you took time to create those moments with them. May though you cherish that, those that of us who have the memories and those of you who are still making them today. Those of you who are grandparents, if you don't mind, can you please stand so we can give you a blessing? Los que son abuelitos, por favor, que se paren. Así le podemos dar una bendición a todos ustedes. And those of us who have our grandparents somewhere else, please hold them in your heart as we offer this prayer. God, our Father, we thank you for the gift of your love and how you show that love to us in so many different ways. This weekend, we thank you for that love coming to us in the gift of our grandparents. Te damos gracias, Dios Padre, por el amor que tú siempre nos enseñas en varias ocasiones. Este fin de semana te damos gracias por nuestros abuelitos. Gracias por todo lo que ellos hacen para nosotros, el amor que ellos nos enseñan y ellos que siempre nos cargan en sus corazones. Thank you for all the love they pour out to us and all the prayers they offer for us and all the how they carry us in their heart. Bless them, Lord, those here continuing their journey with their loved ones and those who are now with you. We will never forget them, and we will continue to cherish them here with us here always. And Lord, may every moment be a blessed one, a loved-filled one with them and them with their grandchildren. May you bless those that are here and those that join us via television. Que Dios los bendiga a todos nuestros abuelitos. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. Now, aplauso por todos nuestros abuelitos. Have applause for all our grandparents.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.